Okay, hi guys. This is funny. I know I've gone from posting hardly ever to random times. Sorry. I'm caught up in something. And just walked into something else. Literally nearly swore on the recording, which is not what I'm wanting to do for my podcasting. Anyway, this episode I have been meaning to do in a while, and I have probably owed any listeners, I don't really have, but anyone who does listen to this, I probably owe an explanation about what's been going on lately. That's the one. Okay. So, I'm going to explain what's happened lately with my life changes and stuff. Many or some of you who know me in person might know. I think probably most people who listen to my podcast are people who know me in person. I imagine. I would like to branch out. I would like to publicise, but with everything going on, I don't know if that's feasible or how feasible it is. Where's that? Okay, so while I'm talking, I have a lot of problems with talking once. My hands just get bored. I really need to do my, I have like sore feet and they need to have their like lotion thing on them. So I'm gonna do that while I talk, if I can get this to work. I believe that worked. Anyway, it's irrelevant. So I made a difficult decision to change my university, which was huge. I did a year at a different university. That's more like it. I did a change university. I started university last year in Wales, and I had the most amazing classmates and teachers I could ever have out. Who were fantastic, completely fantastic. However, it's a really small uni, so so basically I made a difficult decision to change universities. I was like, well, at the end of the day, as much as class is great, the uni is small, there's no societies that run, nothing's really happening for me like socially. The groups that ran weren't regular, or there weren't many things that I was interested in, and I'm fairly easy going with trying new things, but there wasn't a lot of things to do, and the groups were quite small. It's quite a small uni, so for a young blind woman living in a city. Also, the other problem was there was a lot of roadworks, and roadworks are not the easiest to navigate when you walk outside your building and suddenly you feel like a hole in the ground or something, like, you know, or not a hole in the ground, like they warned us about that, but like, you know, there was like, for example, there was this one piece of the pavement slab things, they literally swung like so hard that like it basically tips right forward when you're walking on it, so you feel like you're about to tilt off the pavement. And it was just, damn, why do I keep hurting myself in this episode? Ooh. Anyway, So I made a difficult decision because I was like, my classes are great, my classmates have been so supportive, my teachers have been so inclusive and supportive, but I need to choose to do something for the better, because otherwise I'm going to be stuck in this situation for 2 more years. And I made the change. I did a lot of research. I had like a short list of 6 universities. And in the end, I got into my top choice, which I was very pleased with, because I'd done a year of the course already at my course, so, you know, it was fairly straightforward, or, you know, it was fairly, yeah. Because, like, I was like, I've done a year already, so educationally I'm equipped to take this course on, because I've done it, you know, I've been there, I've achieved last year. So now I'm moving to Birmingham City University in 3 weeks. 2 weeks, 6 days. That's actually terrifying me right now. I woke up today and I thought, wait, this week I'm here and it's 2 days before my birthday. Next week I'm not doing much, my family are around. Week after, I'm going on an activity break in Bristol. And the week after, damn, I'm going to be in Birmingham for the first full day. And I'm moving in 2 days before my flatmates, whoever they are. I don't know who they are, which is, again, equally terrifying. I don't know what to expect. It's a much bigger university. I'm hoping it'll be better. I'm hoping I'll have more fun. I'm hoping it'll work better than previous things have done lately. But who knows? I don't know. I can't say at this early stage. I haven't moved yet. But I'm moving in to my hall 2 days earlier, so that I have a head start of, you know, putting my stuff in the cupboard, in a cupboard that I know I can find, you know. I've got a head start. I have a chance to get used to things and, you know, not have a whole building full of 600 people to get to navigate around. I've got 2 days to at least, whoa, that spilt. 2 days to at least navigate myself, and get used to things, you know, without it being too crazy. And I did the same last year in Swansea, where I was. And similar, I actually think it helped having those extra 2 days. And that was a small, very small building. This is going to be a bigger building. but the 2 days really helped, because it was like, oh, okay, here's what it's going to be like. Here's how to get around. This is my cupboard. This is that. And then 2 days later, people moved in. And even just a small building with 80 people in it, you know, I could already notice a huge difference of like, okay, this is an empty building. This is a full building. What am I doing? You know, so maybe having that extra time will be a massive, massive help. But yeah, I don't think what else to say. Yeah, it's better. The course looks good. My course was great at the time, so it's a very similar course, same course. There were no issues when it came to the course. Only thing I would say is that there was less hours on my last course. So sometimes, like, I'd have no class for like 3 days, and then I'd have 2 days of some class. And yeah, so it's interesting. Because I'm looking forward to this course. This course is going to include things like singing, which I haven't done in my old course. There's going to be more community work from the first year, whereas my previous course, it was more the baseline teaching. So, for the first year. So, all in all, I've made the best decision that I believe I could have made. I could have just grinned and bared it and just got on with having a few problems or a lot of problems. Whoa, that didn't mean to happen. Anyway, let's do that instead. Okay. I kind of spilt my foot. It's like a, it's called moringa. It's like a flower from, where's moringa from? The lady told me yesterday. It's a flower from, somewhere in Africa, I think. Yeah, it smells really calming, actually, but I just got this, like, lotion I'm putting on my feet so that they get less sore. But it's good for all your skin, and it heals really well as well. It's, like, any time I've got, like, a scratch or something, or a cut or a sore for whatever reason, I've done something to hurt myself, because I always do. I tend to put the cream on, because it just really soothes everything for some reason, and I wake up, like, pain-free in the morning. But right now, I'm like, yeah, let's do this. Ow. Sat on something spiky. Anyway, yeah, the course is gonna be great. The teachers at my new uni seem so supportive. The class is gonna be bigger, so I guess more friends to make, hopefully, because yeah. I'm gonna miss aspects of last year. My classmates were lovely people, if they listened to this for any reason, which I'd like, I don't know, I hope some of them do. You know, I've loved your company, I loved their company, and I loved the teaching that I received, it was magnificent, I loved it. I achieved, you know, I got a 2-1, so I got a good grade. And yeah, so I'm gonna miss aspects, but I think, like, the good and the bad don't add up. Like, you know, the negative stuff was to the point that, you know, the positive stuff, of course, was good about the uni. But, you know, I thought, why am I going to stay for 2 more years because of a few positive things? Whereas I could go to a new uni. Yeah, I miss my friends that I've made from class and I miss my teachers. But I can start somewhere new and have yeah, maybe new classmates that I get on with, new teachers I get on with, and societies I can join. You know, they've got an Italian society, so I'm going to learn Italian properly this time, I'm hoping, because I've tried on and off over the years. They have a Harry Potter society, so I get to go, you know, join that. Apparently, they have a sorting ceremony, apparently. LGBT society, being bisexual, be good to have friends to discuss stuff with, and I guess a support network, and also to support others, because, you know, my community helped me before when I was going through stuff, and I guess new students who are quite young, 18, might not be as comfortable with things as I am at 22. Oh my god, I'm 22 in 2 days. Getting old. But yeah, there's pros, there's cons to everything. But that's my parents' washing machine. It sings when the washing's done, which is just amusing. But anyway, that was my big move. And it took up so much, and is taking up so much of my time. Because I'm having to phone call, like, it's like so much stuff, like, you know, sorting out my support, sorting out my medical, like having a doctor, sorting out my accommodation, paying for my accommodation, what else? Sorting out, yeah, sorting out my everything. Sorting out the move, sorting out, yeah, documents, student finance, financial documents, all of it is just really stressful. And, you know, I've done well to make this much change. What is that now? Oh my god. I've sorted out a lot, and I've had to make a lot of changes and work really hard. My family have been brilliant. My friends have been brilliant. Everyone who's helped me in a crisis has been brilliant. And I've had many of those. As we all do. So yeah, that was basically the update I owed everyone as to why I disappeared for a while. As usual, multitasking while I speak, because I tend to speak better when I'm doing stuff. The thing is, I have lotion in my hands, I need to wash it. But anyway, I need to do a podcast of my trip to Prague. That's been overdue 2 months. Again, I mean, mostly due to my uni stuff changes. Loud, sorry. I guess with my birthday coming up, I'll discuss that. What have I been doing lately? I'll try and do something else like that. I volunteered at a camp, International Camp of Communications and Computers, which was amazing. There was too much. Honestly, that was amazing. 10 days. There was too much even to even remember all of that. But I had a great time. Yesterday I went to a Greek restaurant and I had the most amazing dip with pita bread. It was delicious and I now crave. It had like yogurty, like, you know, the cream stuff that you have in like a dip kind of thing. There was that with a little bit of feta, like tiny bits diced into I to hurt myself now, if you can't. It was like tiny little pieces of feta put into the dip, which was lovely. And there was chilli flakes in it and there was bread. And then I had chicken gyros, so that was really nice. Like a chicken pita again with salad and tzatziki and halloumi. I got some halloumi because I love halloumi. I had a nice time doing that. As well as going shopping with my support worker, my PA. I may have bought two perfumes, though I really don't need any more, I've got plenty. But I bought one and then I was looking around just casually in a different, completely different shop, and then I just smelled something and was like, wow, I have to have that. Apart from that, been reading a lot, but I haven't got any more book reviews to do. My birthday's coming, so that's gonna be hopefully fun. I saw my support workers from school on Wednesday. I had a meal with them, which was really nice. That's pretty much me lately. I'm gonna try and podcast more often. I'm gonna do some kind of Welcome to Birmingham vlog. Podcast thing. apart from that, I don't really know what else to say. I was hoping to do a more like grand update on things, but like there wasn't anything. Like, it's just too much to even think about. Everything's been so crazy. Like, I'm just sitting down now just thinking, like, my parents are off work for a week and like I'm gonna just relax for the whole time because it's the last time I'll probably see them before I move, and I don't want stress during that week. And I don't know, like, it's been such a massive change that, like, although the summer holidays is, like, you should feel rested, and I do in some senses, I'm like, I need to do something because I've got energy and I'm stuck at home without having any independence. Same time, I'm like, oh, I've been doing so much for preparation, like, part of me is like, I don't know. I was looking forward to the fact that, like, you know, with Swansea, if I'd gone back to Swansea, I would have gone back, I'd have had a nice, it would have been lonely and I wouldn't have had a good time a lot of the time. But there have been good moments. I see my classmates again, all that sort of stuff. But with this, like, it's the whole new place nerves, which I thought I was done with because I had that last year, and I thought I was done with it, but no, I'm not. I have to do it all over again. Oh, stressful. My parents are now walking their dogs, and I'd had a shower not long ago, and I'd, like, put on, like, nice perfume, and I'd just relaxed. And I was gonna moisturize my feet and stuff, and I was gonna relax. And I was like, you know, walking in a sweaty, smelly woods with my parents' loud dogs is not really what I want to do. I want to just relax. So yeah, so I'm probably gonna try and do. But thank you for listening. I'm gonna try and publicize this because if I could just show people this, they'll explain all the updates I haven't had a chance to give everyone. Because if I told everyone in my life, or, you know, when I have anything to do with, you know, individually, I've been talking about it for weeks, and I feel like I'm still talking about it for weeks. If you've got any questions, feel free, just message me in any way you want, I guess. Any non, like, family, friends, I don't really have family on this, but, like, you know, any friends who have any questions, feel free. I guess anyone who is just listening as a casual listener, which I don't think I have reached that audience yet, then also feel free to have a listen. But yeah, this is basically my podcast episode update, or a brief, very brief version of it. I probably skipped a ton of things, but there we go.